In Syria, the brutal killing of a 13-year-old boy has spurred new demonstrations as the uprising there enters its third month. Video of the boy's body was so gruesome that YouTube initially blocked it. Today, the site reversed course after a petition from human rights groups. The Syrian government has promised to investigate the killing, but the boy's name, Hamza al-Khatib, is already a rallying cry for protesters. As NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Turkey, the teen has become a symbol of all who have been hurt or killed in Syria's crackdown on dissent. And a word of warning here, this story contains some very disturbing details.
This video is shockingly graphic. A chubby teenage boy is stretched out naked, wrapped in heavy plastic. A cell phone video documents the wounds that killed him, bullet holes to his arms and to his chest. The unnamed narrator describes each injury and gash, but when he gets to the mutilated genitals, the screen goes white. The images are all the more shocking because it was Hamza's family that documented the evidence of torture and posted those images on YouTube. According to a family member, 13-year-old Hamza al-Khatib was separated from his parents in April during a demonstration in the southern city of Daraa. His cousin, a student at a Tennessee State college, called home after Hamza disappeared.
The security forces arrested almost everybody, even the dead. They didn't leave the bodies, like, for the people to carry them, but they took the bodies.
It's not clear exactly when Hamza died, says his cousin, Basil, who will only give his first name for the safety of his family in Syria. Hamza's body was returned on May 25th. The video was shot soon after, says Basil.
You know, the whole family was there. Everything is documented to show the world what, you know, the regime has done to this innocent kid.
Posting the video was an act of defiance, says Wassam Taraf, a Syrian human rights activist. For weeks, the Syrian army has besieged Daraa in a widely condemned crackdown to break the protest movement. Hamza was just one victim, says Taraf.
He was given back to his family under the condition, you will bury your tortured son that we killed in silence.
His family videotaped essentially an informal autopsy. Was that a risk for them?
The father was arrested. The brother was arrested. The uncle was arrested. We can't think about a regime that will abstain from hurting a family after killing the kid.
After the grisly video appeared on the web and on Arab satellite broadcast over the weekend, the Syrian government mounted an official campaign to refute the charges of torture. The Syrian news agency released a statement that claimed conspirators faked the injuries after the body was returned to the family for burial. In an hour-long news program on state television, a doctor said he was the one who released Hamza's body from the morgue. He said there were no signs of torture then. But outrage has spread, says Wissam Taraf, and the protesters have a new focus.
And definitely, they ended up going more to the streets. Let's look at his Facebook page. It's growing thousands per hour, and it keeps growing. People are chanting at night from the rooftops, from windows, Hamza, Hamza, Hamza.
Hamza's name was repeated at the opening ceremony of an opposition meeting here in Antalya, Turkey, the first meeting of its kind. Moja Koff, a Syrian-American, says the boy's death spurred more people to join this gathering.
After that story started to get out, people who were wavering, people who were undecided, people who were like, I mean, it was just so outrageous.
The Syrian government has promised a full investigation into Hamza's death, but a similar investigation at the outset of the uprising has never been completed. Then, a group of children were arrested for scrawling anti-government graffiti. Their parents claim the children were tortured while in police custody, and the anger in the town of Daraa was the spark for a protest movement that is now spread across the country. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Antalya, Turkey.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.